أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Ya Aba Abdullah, laqad azmat ar-raziyya wa jallat al-musiba bika alayna wa ala jami'i ahli al-islam wa jallat wa azmat musibatuka fi as-samawati ala jami'i ahli as-samawat.
Ya Aba Abdullah, laqad azmat ar-raziyya وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام. O Abu Abdullah, I swear by Allah, the loss is great, and the calamity on us and all the enthusiasts of Islam because of what befell you is great and severe. So about the phrase لقد عظمت الرزية, we said that it means by Allah, indeed the loss is great. This phrase talks about the greatness an intensity of the calamity that the believers faced by losing the infallible Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. That Imam enjoyed a very exalted and high rank near Allah and represented Allah on earth. Only those who comprehend the greatness of such a divine leader can tangibly feel the loss. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says in a meaningful tradition, فَكُلَّمَا عَظُمَ قَدْرُ الشَّيْءِ الْمُتَنَافَسِ فِيهِ عظمت الرزية لفقده. So the greater value of the envied entity, the greater the calamity of its loss. And since the sanctity of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is such that its essence is incomprehensible, the gravity of losing his personality is likewise incomprehensible as well. In addition, the difficult circumstances that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his noble progeny faced, and the manner in which their sanctity was violated, leave such wounds in the hearts of his lovers that make them tearful forever. It is narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, surely the day of Husayn alayhi salam, or Yawm al-Husayn, wounded our eyes and made our tears pour down and dishonored our venerated ones in the land of sorrow and tribulation, and thereby it made us inherit sorrow and calamity until the final day. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْكَرْبُ وَالْبَلَاءُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْإِنْقِضَاءِ. And therefore, the mourners must weep for the likes of Hussein, for surely weeping over him wipes out major sins.
مظلوم كربلا هيا على البكاء هيا على البكاء.
Ziyarat al-Ashura was made public and taught to us by Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, who was taught the ziyarat by his father and his father and his father, and directly by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And Prophet Muhammad's word comes directly from God. It is impossible to comprehend and grasp the greatness of Ziyarat-e-Ashura and the position and status of Ahl-e Bayt. Hence, whatever I say about this Ziyarat is like taking a few drops from a vast ocean. The benefits of Ziyarat-e-Ashura for the one who recites it regularly are countless. It opens the doors of mercy, uncountable blessings, forgiveness of past sins, wealth, health. It fulfills all your worldly desires. Not only that, it becomes a cause of forgiveness of your sins. I started reciting Ziyarat-e-Ashura about 4 years ago, and I have felt a tremendous change in my life, my career, education, home life, every aspect of it flourished. I have only seen success. It takes away pain, drives away poverty, improves all relations with people, and raises one's status in this life and the hereafter as well. Even after death, the reciter is visited by our holy Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the grave, and he turns the reciter's grave into a garden of paradise and provides him or her with 1,000 angels at their beck and call. It only takes about 15 minutes to complete the ziyarat. There is no obligation of time. You can recite it after any obligatory prayer. There is also a mention of reciting Dua al-Qama after the ziyarat. If you have time, you can recite it. We must all recite ziyarat daily and reap its benefits.
عين الطالب بدم المقتول بكربلاء حي على الحسين.
Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, in his well-known ziyara al-Nahiya, addressing Imam Hussein alayhi salam, cries, فَلَئِنْ أَخَرْتَنِ الدُّهُورِ وَعَاقَنِي عَنْ نَصْرِكَ الْمَقْدُورِ. But as I have been hindered by the course of time, and as Allah's decree has prevented me from helping you, وَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكَ مُحَارِبًا وَلِمَنْ نَصَبَ لَكَ الْعَدَاوَةَ مُنَاصِبًا. And as I could not fight those who fought you, and was not able to show hostility to those who showed hostility to you, فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. I will therefore lament you morning and evening, وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُعِ دَمًا. And I will weep blood in place of tears out of my anguish for you. حَسْرَةً عَلَيْكَ وَتَأَسُّفًا عَلَى مَا دَهَاكَ وَتَلَهُفًا. Out of my anguish for you and my sorrow for all that befell you, until I meet the death from the pain of catastrophe and the choking grief. So, لَقَدْ عَظُمَتِ الرَّزِيَّةِ. By Allah, the loss is great. Before anyone can try to swear and say that the loss is great, he must have knowledge about the accident, what happened. Although we cannot even imagine the magnitude of the loss that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam encountered in the plains of Karbala, it is important for us to search for authentic information about this accident and event so that we may naturally express our sorrow as we recite this particular phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَتِ الرَّزِيَّةِ. The loss is great by Allah. The incident that we are swearing and we are saying that loss is great was an unparalleled incident, and although we lost the Imam, but the way the violation occurred in that plain of Karbala was unparalleled. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible Imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين